Lord, help us to commence this evening by singing hymn 894. 894. The Saviour empties whom he fills and quickens whom he slays. Our legal hope he kindly kills to teach us gospel praise. Hymn 894.
Let us read together from the Holy Word of God in the book of Psalms, reading Psalm 73. Psalm 73. The 73rd Psalm. Psalm of Asaph. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious of the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain, violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness, they have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression, they speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant, I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion for ever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. May the Lord bless his holy word unto us and help us to approach unto him in prayer. O thou great and holy Lord God, thou art the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. Lord, we gather this evening as sinners. Thou who art eternal, and we, Lord, poor creatures of time. Our years are but of a tale that is told, and we must shortly go to our long home. Thou, Lord, who fillest all, and yet we, oh, poor finite specks, before thee. Thou who sittest upon the circle of the earth and beholdest the inhabitants thereof but as grasshoppers, thou dost take up the isles as very small things, yea, the fine dust of the balance. Our Lord, who are we? And what are we? Oh, we plead that thou wouldst bring us to that worship that the psalmist knew when he beheld the glories of thy wonders in creation. Oh, the heavens which declare thy handiwork. Oh, what is man that thou mindful of him, and the son of man that thou shouldst visit him? But our Lord, not only dost thou, the eternal creator, condescend to consider thy creation, but Lord, thou art holy, holy, holy. Oh, thou hast condescended to look upon sinners. Sinners with which thou canst not have any degree of lenience. Oh, sinners which can have no meeting place with the holy God. Oh, but thou hast provided a way whereby sinners may be brought nigh unto thee, even through thine own dear Son, oh, that one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And Lord, we would desire to praise thee this evening for that way made. Oh, for that one who has suffered, bled and died, that the chief of sinners, the vilest of sinners, once afar off, strangers from the covenant of promise, dead in trespasses and sins, children of wrath even as others. Oh, shall we be made nigh by the precious blood of Jesus, and shall be raised up to sit with him in heavenly places, that in the ages to come, oh, thou shouldest show unto us the exceeding riches of thy glory. Ah, Lord, the wonders of thy grace, the wonders, Lord, of thy mercy and thy love. Oh, the majesty of the way of salvation. Lord, it is beyond our comprehension. Oh, the little that we boast. But our Lord, we plead this evening. Lord, it might be to us as the rock of ages. That it might be as that life belt, Lord, to a drowning man. Oh, it might be the joy and the rejoicing of the heart of thy people, that consolation, the rod and the staff in the valley of the shadow of death. Lord, it might be that table set in the presence of our enemies, oh, that cup which runs over. Oh, that joy and peace in believing. Oh, that we might know thee, whom to know is life eternal. Lord, that thou wouldst bring us this evening, oh, to behold thee, the eternal Father, thine only begotten Son, in our nature, the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And, oh, thy blessed Spirit, who takes the things of Jesus to reveal them unto us, Lord, that we should come lost in wonder, love and praise. Oh, our great God, that thou, Lord, hast remembered us in our low estate and hast visited us with salvation. Oh, that we might truly, Lord, rejoice in thy dear name. That we might have that desire as we've entered into thy house to magnify thee, to glorify thee, to sing thy praise, to wait to hear what thou wilt speak, what God the Lord will speak. Lord, that we might find this evening, oh, thou wilt speak peace and mercy and pardon to poor sinners. Lord, we plead that thou wouldst help us to come to rightly worship thee. Oh, that we might be nothing, that thou mayest be all in all. Lord, empty us. Oh, that which we've sung together of, may we know, Lord, the fullness of it in our soul's experience this evening, that we may be nothing. Oh, that Jesus might be all, that we might have no room, Lord, for the things of the flesh, and no room for the things of the world, but emptied of all those things, surrendered to the crucified. Lord, the fullness of him that filleth all. Oh, we plead, Lord, that thou wouldst be bringing us to cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils, and chiefly, Lord, for ourselves. Ah, Lord, that thou wouldst bring us this evening to rest alone upon Jesus Christ and him crucified. There might be some, Lord, in the chapel this evening who can truly say with Asaph, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Lord, we'd ask that thou wouldst give help in every part of worship. Give help, Lord, in the preaching of the word this evening. Help us to rightly divide the word of truth. Help us, Lord, to speak the truth plainly. Help us to preach the gospel. Oh, we plead, Lord, that thou wouldst keep the door of our lips. May we not be left to utter any error. May we not be left, Lord, to settle any down short of Christ or to cut off any of thy little ones. But, oh, help us to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. Lord, we'd ask that thou wouldst give help in the desk, uphold the deacons here. Bless them, Lord, in that which thou hast called them to. Give them grace, Lord. Give them strength and wisdom. And may they prove, Lord, thy presence going with them. And Lord, each church member, bless the church. Bind them together in the unity of the Spirit, in the bond of peace. May they esteem each other better than themselves. May they have that mind which was also in Christ Jesus, who made himself of no reputation. Lord, that they might count it the chiefest joy to be least among our Father's house. Lord, we plead that thou wouldst help them to pray for one another, to exhort one another, to walk together in love, to encourage one another in Jesus Christ. Lord, we plead that thou wouldst be building up the church here and adding to their number. Oh, thy work might appear unto thy servants here, but Lord, oh, we plead that thou wouldst build them up in their most holy faith. Strengthen, Lord, with that strength in the inner man. Oh, they might be established, they might be strengthened, that they might be settled in Jesus Christ. Lord, we'd ask that thou wouldst bless each one in the congregation, those that gather here week by week. Lord, may they not gather in vain. Oh, may they find, Lord, thy presence here, that thou wouldst be convincing of sin, awakening the dead into life. Lord, that thou wouldst be bringing the little ones and drawing each soul unto Jesus, making, Lord, them feel their need, making them cry out even this evening for mercy. And oh, may needed mercy come. Lord, we plead that thou wouldst bless the ministry here week by week. Oh, bless, Lord, the labour of thy servants in this pulpit. May, Lord, thy word be mightily blessed. Oh, we plead that thou wouldst, O Lord, yet grant them a pastor according to thine own heart, one to go in and out among them, to feed, Lord, the flock of heritage. One, Lord, to lead them unto Jesus. We'd ask, Lord, that thou wouldst bless the cause of truth represented here this evening. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon Zion, the low state, Lord, in which we're in. Lord, we have to prove without thee we can do nothing. But, oh, we plead that thou wouldst grant us thy gracious Spirit's influence. Lord, that thou wouldst clothe the word with thy power in our day and generation, that it might not just come forth with the power of natural words, with the power of man, but, Lord, that it might enter deep into the hearts of thy people. Lord, it might be that which cuts down all of the flesh and that which builds us up in Christ. Oh, grant, Lord, that we might know thy Spirit's gracious influence amongst us this evening, the power, Lord, which belongs alone unto thee. Lord, we'd ask that thou wouldst bless thy word wherever it goes forth this evening, thy servants wherever they labour in word and doctrine. Oh, Lord, that sinners might be saved by grace, that thy kingdom might be being built, that thy kingdom may come, thy will may be done in earth as it is in heaven. May we see, Lord, Emmanuel's offspring come. Oh, could it be thy good pleasure, Lord, that this place may yet have those souls from this village to enter in, Lord, that desire put within their hearts, that need. Ah, Lord, thou art able. Well, it's not just in the past that thou hast worked as such, but, Lord, we've heard those testimonies of those even in our day and generation arrested at work in the street, oh, brought to feel their need and brought to cry for mercy. Who art thou, Lord? Oh, what must we do to be saved? Lord, we plead that thou hast yet worked thy work in our day and generation. Oh, that we might yet see the power of God, oh, which is unto salvation. Lord, have mercy upon our wicked land. Our Lord, the solemn mess we're in. Our King and the royal household, our Prime Minister and the government, Lord, that thou would sanctify trouble and sickness. Lord, it would cause them, Lord, to cease from themselves and to be crying unto thee for mercy. Lord, bring us as a land yet to repentance. But our Lord, how long? Oh, we plead that we might be amongst those who watch and wait, Lord, for our redemption, that look up, believing that our redemption draweth nigh. May we be amongst those, Lord, who see the signs of the times. Oh, teach us to number our days, that we might be applying our hearts unto wisdom. Oh, we plead that we might not live, Lord, as though every day is our own. We might not be left to settle down upon the things of this life. Lord, in a moment thou canst take them from us. Oh, may we be found feeling our need this evening and seeking after the one thing needful. Oh, that thou wouldst grant unto us Jesus and him crucified. Lord, may everything else fall into its right place this evening. The world and the concerns, Lord, in the workplace and in the family. Our nearest and dearest, Lord, our husbands and wives, our children, our parents, Lord, that they might fall into their right place. Ah, Lord, our chief comforts here, they're not grace. Ah, they must be burnt up. Lord, that we might be found amongst those this evening who would be fleeing from the wrath to come. Oh, that long to know our Jesus crucified. That long to be enabled to truly say, compared with Christ in all beside, no comeliness I see, the one thing needful, dearest Lord, is to be one with thee. Oh, make Jesus more precious to us. Lord, how slow our feet move at times. How hard our heart, Lord, how cold. Oh, how indifferent to the things of grace, how taken up with the things of this present world. Lord, we snap at a shadow thin and vain. Our idols, Lord, and burdens. Lord, the solemn truth, few if any come to Jesus, till reduced to self-despair. Our forgetfulness of thee. Lord, our poor use of the means of grace. Oh, we plead that thou wouldst, O Lord, have mercy upon us this evening and draw us. Oh, enlarge our hearts, that we might run in the way of thy commandments. Put, Lord, thy hand upon the lock. Oh, may it drop with sweetness. Ah, Lord, may we find that our sleepy state cannot hold us. Oh, but that we must go forth with that cry, tell me. Oh, tell me, O thou whom my soul lovest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. Oh, we plead, Lord, that thou wouldst be causing us this evening to hasten. To lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Oh, and to press forward, strengthen, looking alone unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we'd ask that thou wouldst help us to truly sing thy praise. Lord, for thou art worthy to receive all power and honour and glory. Oh, thou art the eternal God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Thou art the sustainer, Lord, of all things, in whom we live and move and have our being. Oh, thou art ordering, Lord, all providence, our life's minutest circumstance, subject to thine eye, working all things together for good, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to thy purpose. Ah, Lord, for every evidence we have. And ah, when we cannot see, Lord, thy working, when we cannot understand the way thou dost take, thy footsteps in the sea, oh, thou dost ride upon the storm. Lord, help us to believe. Ah, leave us not, Lord, to that blind unbelief, which is sure to err and scan thy work in vain. But ah, Lord, this evening the faith may believe thou art too wise to err and not all too good to be unkind. Lord, we plead above all else, oh, thou wouldst bring us to the footstool of grace. Oh, that we might behold Jesus, full of grace and truth. Lord, that we might be found casting our crowns before him, crowning him Lord of all. Oh, those cries, Hosanna unto the Son of David. Praise, Lord, unto thy worthy name. Oh, the glories of Jesus, he shall save his people from their sins. The glories of Emmanuel, our descending God. Oh, full of grace and truth. And Lord, for all that grace that we have received, and for the prospect that goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be. Oh, we would desire, Lord, this evening, for a broken heart and a contrite spirit, tongues loosed and hearts warm, to truly sing thy praise, and to glorify thee for that great love wherewith thou hast loved us, and the fullness of that mercy and that grace. Oh, we plead, Lord, that thou wouldst visit us now with thy salvation, and give help in pulpit and disc and pew, and bless us as we're found within thy house. Oh, make thy presence manifest in the midst of us. Forgive us, Lord, of our every sin. Wash us thoroughly from all our iniquities. We'd ask it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 826. 826. Oh, how good our gracious God is! What rich feast does he provide! Bread and wine to feed our bodies, but much more is signified. All his sheep, amazing wonder, feeds he with his flesh and blood. Where's the power can ever sunder souls united thus to God? Hymn 826.
So the Lord would help me this evening, grant you prayerful attention. I'll direct you to the portion of God's word read, Psalm 73, and reading at verse 26. The 73rd Psalm, reading at verse 26. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Grace will do one thing to you, and that is make you honest. And in this psalm we read the glorious honesty, oh, the honesty that grace alone can give, of one who confesses the utter weakness of himself, the utter weakness to keep his eyes, the utter weakness to keep his heart, prone to wander, prone to leave the God he loves. Friends, grace will empty you as you sang in your opening hymn. It'll make you feel your weakness, and you'll have to confess your weakness before God. My flesh and my heart faileth. It will teach you where your strength is, and it will make you honest concerning that strength. My hope, my only hope's in thee. O God, be merciful to me. My strength, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Oh, friends, do you know anything of that honesty this evening? Do you know anything of the truth that's in our text? My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. The realization that were it not for God, were it not for his grace, were it not for that strength that is in him, were it not for the fact that he laid help on one that, in one that is mighty, that he looked and seen there was no intercessor, and by his own right arm has brought salvation, you'll be lost, and lost forever, utterly weak. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Well, friends, Asaph's confession in this psalm, I believe, is a place where the Lord's people, if we're honest, and made honest by grace this evening, have to confess we often come. Friends, if you look today at the world around you, if you looked at your worldly colleagues, heard them speaking about all the things they're enjoying, the things they're doing, your heart has gone out with them. Oh, if only everything seems to go well for them. Oh, they seem to have everything they could ever desire. And the devil very quickly gets in, as he got in at Eve. Friends, he showed her that fruit, and all the light that he showed upon that fruit. Oh, when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof. Friends, has the devil been there today with his magnifying glass, magnifying all the good things? And all you can see around you are things that appear to be forbidden, that the world enjoys. Oh, you found your heart going out after them. Friends, perhaps not today. Oh, perhaps God has kept you dependent on him today. Your eyes have been kept, your heart's been kept fixed. My heart is fixed. The psalmist said elsewhere, but friends, have you been in this psalm recently? Have you ever been in this psalm? Oh, feeling your wandering heart. Oh, seeing the vanity of this world, but finding your heart going out after them, forgetful of all that you've heard preached from this pulpit, all that you've read in the word of God, that you've been taught in the Sunday school. But one thing is needful. Something else has got your heart in it. You've gone out after it. Oh, can you say, my heart, my flesh and my heart faileth? Ah, friends, that was what Asaph saw. You see, he saw the wicked. Oh, the foolish. I was envious of the foolish. I saw the prosperity of the wicked. No bands in their death. Their strength is firm. They're not in trouble as other men. Neither are they plagued like other men. Where did it bring him? It brought him down. Weakness. Friends, he wavered. He felt himself weak. He felt himself empty. Oh, he desired to know their portion. Oh, but God brought him into his house in mercy. Friends, the grace of God in this psalm, we read it in that word but in our text. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God. Friends, that's mercy. Oh, mercy always begins with God. Salvation always begins with God. Grace begins with God. But God. But God. Oh, that beautiful but God in Ephesians chapter 2. Is that where your hopes are fixed this afternoon? This evening, sorry, you were dead in trespasses and sins, our children of wrath, even as others, among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for that great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. But God. Oh, we find it in this psalm in another word, don't we? So foolish was I and ignorant I was a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Friends, that's where it comes down to. But God. Oh, nevertheless, God would have mercy. He put forth his hand. He didn't leave Asaph in those slippery places. He plucked him. Took him up. Brought him into his house. And there, under the preaching of the gospel, Asaph brought to realise their end. The end of the wicked. What is the end of the wicked? Hell. The blackness of darkness forever. They have their joy in this life. Friends, they must stand before their God and give an account for the deeds done in the flesh. Where is the holiness without which no man can see the Lord? Friends, they have their fill here. Oh, if any of you are going after the fill of the world this evening, remember that. You must die. Everything here must be burnt up. Everything that we have. Naked we came into this world, naked we must depart out of it. Friends, everything we have is only on loan. We do not own anything. You may have the title deeds to your house, but you know the day is coming. When those deeds must be left behind, you must leave your home, carried out of it dead in a box to be buried. Friends, naked we came into this world, naked we must depart out of it. Oh, poor vain man who settles down on trifles here, who settles down on money and wealth, position, name, fame, whatever it may be. Friends, they'll never do you any good in a dying hour. Have you understood that? Or has the Holy Spirit brought you into the Lord's house and taught you the end of those things? Then understood I their end? Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream, when one awakeneth, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Friends, the Lord taught you the end of the wicked. Or has he made you concerned this evening that you might have a different end, that you might have something the world knows nothing of? Or that you might know Jesus Christ and him crucified, and that through him you might have a part in that glorious promise? I go to prepare a place for you. Boy, in my Father's house are many mansions, were it not so I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Friends, there's the rest that remaineth to the people of God. Oh, is it your urgent care, your ardent desire this evening to know you have a part in that inheritance, you have a part in the precious blood of Jesus Christ? Oh, that he is yours and that you are his. Oh, has the Lord ever brought you into his house? But God, he's brought you there. He's opened your heart. He's opened your eyes, opened your understanding. Oh, you see now the folly of the wicked. You see now the emptiness of all the things in this world. Oh, now you see. Oh, there's only one thing that can satisfy you. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Friends, if you don't feel you can come in with the first part, whom have I in heaven but thee? Can you come in with the second part? There is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Oh, give me Christ or else I die. An urgent pressing case. Friends, it begins with but God. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Oh, friends, Asaph is brought to the end of this psalm to worship. To worship mercy. That's where the psalm begins, doesn't it? The mercy of God. Truly, God is good to Israel, even for to such as are of a clean heart, but as for me. Ah, oh, but God was good to Asaph, wasn't he? Oh, you see, the Lord's people, they have to be brought to prove God is good to the backsliders, good to those that are forgetful of him, good to those that wander, prone to wander, prone to leave the God they love. But God, he's always the same, good. Oh, if he's once been good, if you once proved his goodness, he always will be good. Ah, friends, he's good to you this evening, watching over you in all your wanderings, good to bring you back, good at last. Ah, to crown his work with praise and to bring his wandering sheep, oh, to himself forever, never to wander again. Truly God is good to Israel. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Well, friends, in coming to our text this evening, ah, my flesh and my heart faileth. What is Asaph speaking about? What does this mean, my flesh and my heart faileth? Ah, friends, what is your flesh and your heart? We find the same words referenced in the margin in the 84th Psalm. But I believe actually the psalmist there is speaking of something different. He says there, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. You'll find in the original there, the word that is translated flesh is different to the word that is in our text, my flesh and my heart faileth. I believe in the 84th Psalm, the psalmist there is using the expression to convey his whole desire is after the Lord. We find the apostle uses the same kind of language in place in the New Testament where he talks about his body, his soul and his spirit. Ah, friends, he's using words to convey him wholly, wholly. It is in reference, if I remember rightly, there in the first epistle to the Thessalonians in the 5th chapter regarding that whole sanctification, where he writes that the God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the apostle there is speaking about the whole of you, the whole of you. I believe that's what the psalmist is speaking of in the 84th Psalm. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Oh, the whole of me is crying out for the living God, a wholehearted desire. Oh, one desire, seeking one thing, the Lord and his dwelling place. But the flesh and the heart that we find in our text appears to be divided. They're separate things. Because we go on to read in our text, but God is the strength of my heart. We don't read he's the strength of our flesh. He's the strength of the heart. There's a difference here. Oh, friends, I take it that the psalmist here is speaking of what we call in Pauline language in the New Testament, the old man and the new. Ah, friends, that old nature, which is never strengthened by God. Ah, friends, the old nature can hear the promises of God, yea and amen, in Jesus Christ, as often as you like. The old nature, never finds any strengthening in the word of God. It's not changed. Ah, it's still as strong as ever. Ah, but friends, you've got a new man of grace. Have you got a new heart that trembles at the approach of sin? The inner man, as Paul calls it elsewhere, that is strengthened by God. Ah, friends that find some comfort in the word of God, that find some hope, that find some lifting up, that finds a resting place in God. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart. And so, friends, he speaks here to the new man and the old man, I believe. And he says, my flesh and my heart faileth. Oh, the honesty of Asaph. Ah, friends, it's easy, isn't it, in one sense to say the flesh faileth. Our poor old nature. Ah, friends, it's always failing, isn't it? The good that I would, I do not. The evil that I would not, that I do, says the apostle. Oh, who shall deliver me from this wretched body of sin and death? Ah, friends, there's the flesh failing. Constantly fail. Oh, do you know something of the failing of flesh? Not just natural weakness. Ah, friends, we naturally grow old, we naturally become weak. We have sickness and infirmity which makes the flesh weak. Ah, friends, remember this, they're all the fruit of sin. Oh, sin is the ultimate cause of our weakness. We are created holy and upright. We're created for that one purpose, to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. A man was created with a body that was perfectly suited to that office, the praise and worship of God forever. Created in the image of God, not just in the soul, but in the body also. Ah, but what a curse sin has brought in. Every part defiled, defaced, weakened, corrupted, mortal. But ah, friends, it's not just in the natural. Oh, it's also to prove our flesh faileth, fails to walk in the way of God, fails to keep His law, fails to run in the gospel precept. Oh, friends, do you know something this evening of your flesh failing? It's like a dead weight. Oh, it's dragging along a dead weight. Everything that you would do, oh, flesh always seems to be with you, pulling you to one side. Oh, dragging you off course. Oh, friends, it's a bias, if I can put it that way. Oh, you roll a ball with a bias and it will always go in one direction. Oh, do you know something of that bias? Oh, that old nature. And it fails. Ah, friends, how quickly it fails. It sees the world. It fails. Oh, drawn aside quickly by the prosperity of the wicked. Ah, you perhaps see the house in the estate agent window. Oh, your dream home. Ah, friends, your flesh is failing. It would settle down here. Oh, if you could find its dream home, if you could afford it, flesh would be quite happy. The image of the glamorous in the papers. Now, perhaps you desire to look like them, to walk like them, to talk like them. Ah, your flesh fails. You go out after them. Ah, where would flesh stop? Where would flesh stop this evening? If it wasn't for the fact, that God is the strength of your heart. Oh, have you been taught something of that? No boundary in that sense. Ah, there but for the grace of God go I. Ah, friends, that's utter weakness, isn't it? Utter weakness to have to confess this evening that the only thing that keeps you from falling, the only thing that keeps you from being in the world this evening, the only thing that keeps you from leaving the house of God and never coming back, the grace of God and the grace of God alone. Ah, friends, has grace made you honest this evening? Will grace make you honest? I'm weak, Lord. I'm weak. I need Thee. I need Thee. Oh, my heart, my flesh, and my heart faileth. Oh, flesh which, as Berridge says, snaps at a shadow thin and vain, and looks and snaps, and looks again. Ah, friends, what fickleness. What fickleness. No change. Oh, perhaps you thought that when the Lord began a work of grace, our flesh would be strengthened. Flesh would be changed. Ah, you would not have that warfare anymore. You wouldn't have a dead weight. Oh, there wouldn't be any battle in that sense. You'd always do that which was good. You'd always desire that which is good. Oh, is there one here this evening that's been disappointed? Do you wonder whether you really know anything of grace? Even one of the Lord's people, truly I wouldn't know this failing. I wouldn't know this fainting. I wouldn't know this snapping and turning aside. I wouldn't know this constant falling. Ah, but friends, Asaph knew it. Asaph knew it. Paul knew it. Ah, friends, you speak to the Lord's people. If they're honest with you, they'll have to confess. Ah, they've got an old nature. They often have to mourn over it. Fails. Fails constantly. In my flesh, says the Apostle Paul, dwelleth no good thing. No good thing. Ah, friends, it constantly fails. Everything. Everything. Oh, is there one here this evening that's being taught that? You're trying to turn over a new leaf. You're trying to do that which is right. Are you convinced? God's holy law. But you're trying to keep that law of your own strength. Oh, you know, John Kenick, he knew the failing of his flesh, didn't he? The more I strove against sin's power, I sinned and stumbled but the more. Oh, the word of God tells us our heart is as a deceitful bow. Ah, friends, that bow that's got a warp in it, that bow that's got a kink in it, however good an archer you are with the arrow, ah, friends, you'll never get it to fly straight. That bias that we've already spoken of. Oh, my heart, my flesh and my heart faileth. But our friends, it goes beyond the flesh, doesn't it? My heart faileth. My heart faileth. Oh, the hymn writer says, in themselves as weak as worms, how can poor believers stand? Oh, when temptations threaten round, our friends, our temptations threatening round this evening, and you're proving it's not just your flesh, but your heart is failing. You know, the word of God tells us, the dear psalmist David, oh, he was brought to this confession. No man can keep alive his own soul. And Hannah, in that beautiful song that you sang some paraphrase of in the opening hymn, or in the second chapter of Samuel, what does she say? By strength shall no man prevail with God. Ah, friends, are you being taught this evening you can't keep alive your own soul? Oh, the constant warfare, and how weak at times a new man of grace seems to be. Ah, when the flesh gets the upper hand. Ah, friends, where is the voice? Where is the voice? Has temptation come into your life today and flesh has gone out after it? And where's been the voice of the new man? Ah, how silent. A faint whisper. Ah, friends, but a little murmur. Oh, you've gone. You've gone. Oh, my flesh and my heart faileth. Asaph was a godly man. Ah, friends, where was his soul speaking up? Where was the voice of his heart found in this slippery place? Oh, as for me, my steps had well nigh gone, and my feet had well nigh slipped. Ah, so foolish was I and ignorant, I was a beast before thee. Ah, friends, there he describes, and it's so foolish was I, ignorant, ignorant. Oh, friends, do you know something of that ignorance? Oh, something of that weakness, even in your heart, even in your heart. Oh, inexperience. Ah, friends, the weakness, the failing. Oh, where is the stand? Where is the warfare? How quickly we give in. How quickly we slide. How quickly we fall. Oh, my flesh and my heart faileth. Ah, you know, friends, the professor doesn't know anything of this. Oh, perhaps you come across those and tell you, I don't know why you're worried about sin. Once you're saved, oh, sin's put away, it's a thing of the past. Ah, friends, they think they're constantly strong. Oh, but the dear apostle, he knew his weakness, didn't he? Utterly unable to do anything of himself. Oh, but he said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. He needed Christ. And why did he need Christ? Because it wasn't just his flesh, but also his heart failed him. Oh, he knew that weakness within the inner man. Now, that's why he desired for the Ephesians that they might be strengthened with that strength within the inner man, because there was a man who knew something of the weakness of the inner man and the failing of the inner man. And he knew that there would be so with the Ephesians. And therefore he prayed that God might strengthen with that strength in the inner man. Our friends, their heart might be strengthened. Oh, the Apostle Paul was brought there with that thorn in the flesh, wasn't he? And he besought the Lord thrice that it might be taken away. Ah, friends, I believe that thorn wasn't only in the flesh as we read here, but the thorn went into the inner man too. It made him weak. He halted. God said, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in thy weakness. Ah, friends, that's our text, isn't it? My heart, flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Oh, do you know something of this failing? Not just of the flesh, but also the heart. Ah, friends, are you certain of this? Salvation is all of grace. All of grace. It's not just that the Lord has changed you, not just that he's regenerated you, and now you're all okay, and now you can carry on and get your way to heaven on your own, but no. Ah, you need him every day. You need that new man to be kept alive. You need him to be nourished and brought up in the word of God. You need to be strengthened day by day in the inner man. You need that promise, my grace is sufficient for thee and my strength is made perfect in thy weakness. You can't take one step of your own. You cannot manage one day of your own. Oh, does it bring you to honesty before God to say, my flesh and my heart faileth. I need thee, Lord. I need thee. Without thee, I can do nothing. I'll be lost. Lost, turned aside utterly. I need thee. my flesh and my heart faileth. Ah, friends, is the Lord teaching you this evening? Oh, you know, the Lord deals with his people often so gently. Oh, in the early days of grace. Ah, friends, when we're in those days of first love, we fondly think that all will go well for us. No, he strengthens us then. Ah, friends, he frequently feeds us under the word, under the preaching of the word in our daily reading. Oh, the world seems to lose its hold and everything seems to go well. Oh, is there one here that the Lord's beginning to teach? The next lesson in grace. Ah, it's all of grace, not just in the beginning. But it's all of grace. Ah, it must be continued. Teaching you've still got an old nature. Ah, teaching you that you need fresh oil in your lamp day by day. Ah, you need fresh supplies of grace. Ah, friends, it made you honest. My flesh and my heart faileth. I've got nothing, Lord. Nothing. The Saviour empties, you see, whom he fills. Oh, I can remember that hymn. As I went round the corner in Red Hill from the Bethesda flatlets to go to the station one morning, so cast down. Ah, friends, I fondly thought that when I moved to Red Hill to live on my own, I'd be able to give my time all to better things. But I had to find that the devil went with me. And my old nature was there. Ah, I wondered, came to that place where I really wondered, did I know anything of grace? But going round the corner that morning, feeling at the end of everything, those words dropped in. Ah, your legal hopes he kindly kills to teach you gospel praise. Ah, friends, where did it bring me, you see? It brought me here, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God. Ah, friends, if the Lord has emptied you this evening to bring you to but God, to bring you back to God, to bring you to rest alone in him, all him, you see, all of grace, he'll be for your good. Oh, you may not praise him for it at the moment. Ah, those tribulations, they're not joyous while we're walking through them, but nevertheless afterwards they work that peaceful fruit of righteousness. Ah, friends, anything that causes you to fasten harder upon that rock, that drives you back to him and to his grace alone, oh, it'll be for your good, it'll be for his praise. My flesh and my heart faileth. Ah, friends, where would we be if the text ended there? Where would Asaph have been? He'd be dead, lost forever. Oh, he's quite honest about that. Ah, his steps had well nigh gone, his feet had well nigh slipped into the pit. Given up all, apostatized, become a castaway, turned his back on everything, forgotten God, but no. Ah, but God. Oh, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Ah, friends, that hand which is unseen, that hand which is so often unfelt and unknown, but it's there holding you. Ah, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Ah, friends, he does not let his people go. He's good. He holds them. Oh, preserved in Jesus. Kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Oh, he'd have been holding Asaph, thou hast holding me with my right hand. Ah, friends, it was that right hand that strengthened him. It was that right hand that turned him. It was that right hand that brought him into the Lord's house. Why on earth did Asaph go into the Lord's house at evening? Ah, friends, you know, when the Lord's people turn aside in the world, they'll stay in the world if the Lord doesn't draw them back to himself. Oh, it's the same grace that draws us back as called us in the first place. Ah, and some of the Lord's people have wandered and wandered very far off for a long time. But God held, brought back. Ah, friends, brought again, taught their weakness, and brought to this source of strength. But God is the strength of my heart. Now, friends, we've already said, briefly in passing, not the strength of your flesh. Ah, friends, flesh is not changed. The old nature doesn't grow any better. Ah, friends, it doesn't get any weaker. Ah, the old nature remains unchanged. It must die. Corruption must be laid in the grave. Mortality must be laid in the grave. Ah, friends, it will be changed when he comes again. The archangel's trump, the twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed. And immortality shall put an immortality, and corruption incorruption, and we shall rise in his likeness. Ah, and though we know not what we shall be, but yet we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, and we shall see him. Ah, friends, is that your glorious hope this evening, this old nature? Ah, which is such a source of weakness, such a source of falling. Oh, such a burden, such an enemy at times. But it will be changed. You groan. The apostle speaks of in the 8th chapter of the Romans, the whole creation groaneth and travelleth together until now. Oh, we also groan within ourselves, earnestly. Oh, waiting for and expecting the redemption of the body. Ah, that is the desire, the longing of the Lord's people. Oh, that I had not of myself, but that hope. Ah, that myself shall be changed, shall be changed. And that which is sown in weakness shall rise in strength. And that which is sown in corruption shall rise in incorruption, to be like him. But God is the strength of my heart. Ah, friends, this is, you see, what the Lord's people find. But God is the strength of my heart. And it's as he strengthens our heart. Ah, friends, as we're given that strength in the inner man, as Jesus gets his right place, ah, friends, his grace is poured in, as we're brought to rest alone upon him, ah, friends, then we find, ah, we got strength. We got strength. Then we do battle. Then we mortify the deeds of the flesh. Ah, friends, then we put off the old man and the corruption thereof. Ah, we lay hold on life. We fight the good fight of faith. Ah, friends, do you know something about strength and what a difference it makes? Oh, it doesn't make temptations go away. But, ah, friends, is that resisting of them? Is that fleeing from the devil? Ah, friends, is that resting in Christ? It's not that the old nature is changed. It's not that it's weakened. No, friends, it continues to fail, but your heart's been strengthened. The inner man's been strengthened. Oh, do you know something of that difference? The inner man strengthened, the heart strengthened. But God is the strength of my heart. But God, not man. Ah, friends, nothing but God. God alone is his people's strength. And the strength that is spoken of here is very specific. God is the strength of my heart. You'll find in the margin, the reading for strength is given as a rock. You know, friends, a rock is only a strength all the while you're standing on it. Perhaps some of you have been to Skye and seen the old man of Stour, or seen some of those great rocks that stand up. Ah, friends, they're not strength to you, are you, all the while you stand looking at them from a mile away? All the while you stand with them afar off, you admire them, they're massive rocks, but they don't give you any strength, they make you feel your weakness. Ah, friends, a rock is only a strength while you're standing on it, and it holds you up. Ah, it stops you sinking into the miry clay, it stops you sinking into the sinking sand on the beach, it stops you sinking into the water and being drowned. Ah, friends, what a picture, what a picture. The word of God, the promises of the word of God, yea and amen in Jesus Christ, the blessed gospel. Ah, friends, it's no strength all the while it hears. You hear it and it passes by you. It's no strength all the while you just know it in the mind and you repeat it with the mouth. Ah, friends, it's not until you're brought to rest upon it. Not until you're brought to fall upon it. It's then that those things are a strength. Oh, do you know the difference? Ah, you may have oft times quoted the promises. And what glorious promises they are. Words such as, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Words such as, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But ah, have you been brought to that place where your heart and your flesh and your heart have failed? But God is your strength forever. Oh, perhaps in providential straits. Ah, your flesh has failed. It said, what now? What now? You trusted in God and look at the place he's brought you to. Oh, where are you going to end up? You're going to be ruined. Oh, your heart begins to fail too. Oh, the children of Israel murmuring, turning back. They even set up that golden calf. As for Moses, we wot not what is become of him. These are our gods that brought us out of the land of Egypt. Our friends, their heart, their flesh failed. But oh, have you come into the Lord's house? Have you picked up his word? Our friends, has the promise come with sweetness and power? My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And you've fallen on that promise. It sustained you. Our friends, you've been strengthened. You've been enabled to believe. You cannot understand how. You cannot see how. But you believe the Lord will appear. He will provide. He'll make a way. That's what the text speaks of here. Ah, but God is the strength of my heart, a rock. Ah, you had to fall, as it were, upon that rock, not to be broken, but to be held up. A firm resting place, a sure resting place. But God is the strength of my heart. Ah, friends, have you known him to be the strength of your heart as a rock of your salvation? Oh, you had to come as a poor sinner. Ah, your flesh has failed. Sin, nothing but sin, all it keeps bringing forth is sin. The more you strive against sin's power, you sin and stumble, but the more the situation's only getting worse and worse. Deeper and deeper into debt, blacker and blacker, darker and darker, more and more hopeless. Oh, but to come, that glorious truth, the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Sinners. Of whom I'm chief. Ah, friends, to be brought there. Oh, come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls. Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white like snow, they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Ah, friends, you ever had to fall upon that blessed gospel? Now, our friends, had to come, plead for mercy upon the ground of the promise. Ah, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. Ah, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. Oh, have mercy upon me. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, remember me. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. Remember me with that favour thou dost bear unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. Ah, friends, is that where you have to fall this evening? Is that the rock you're resting upon? What is the effect? Strength in your heart. Ah, friends, old nature isn't changed, is it? Old nature isn't changed. Is that your problem this evening? You've left your rock. Ah, you stop looking at Jesus. You're looking within yourself. And all you can see is fresh sights of sin, more blackness, more darkness. Oh, look to Jesus, kind and strong, pity joined with power. He's salvation. And salvation is in him and him alone. And ah, friends, we have to come to rest alone upon him, his blood, his righteousness. Ah, to find he's the rock of ages. He holds you up. Oh, you can't sink into hell. No, Jesus has interposed his precious blood. He's between you and the pit, as it were. Between you and your accuser, the advocate, the daysman, the one that stands between. Oh, in garments dyed in blood is he. Instead of you is seen. You approach to God. But God is the strength of my heart. Ah, friends, God, the eternal God is thy refuge. And underneath the everlasting arms. Ah, friends, that's the truth, this text, isn't it? Do you know something of that? The eternal God is thy refuge. And underneath is the everlasting arms. God, the fullness of God. Your refuge, your strength. Ah, friends, the eternal Father, in his electing choice, in his covenant disposals. Ah, friends, is that the rock this evening? It was for David, wasn't it? Though my house be not so with God. Ah, shame and confusion of face belonged unto David. Nothing they could take any hope in. Falling, his reputation gone. Oh, what did they think of him and his family? But, oh, he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordering all things and sure. Oh, to the faithful and unchanging God. Ah, oh, friends, is that where your hope is this evening? I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye, our sons of worm Jacob, sinners just like Jacob, deceivers, wanderers, are not consumed because of the faithfulness of the eternal God. Ah, oh, friends, God. Oh, the eternal Son of God in our nature, the Word made flesh. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. in all his work, his law-keeping life, his obedient death. Oh, thou son, yet learn the obedience. Oh, went to the end of the law for righteousness. Thou suffered that death, the cursed death of the cross. He who knew no sin made sin for us. Oh, that precious blood. Ah, friends, is that your strength this evening? Because it is. As it's described in that glorious sermon in the Acts of the Apostles, the blood of God, the purchase price of the church, invaluable blood. Ah, blood that is able to wash away all stain. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, able to cleanse from all sin. Ah, friends, a sufficient price for the vilest sinner, for the deepest debtor. Oh, and that glorious righteousness. Ah, friends, yes, the righteousness of a man, it must be the righteousness of a man, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might stand in our place and keep the law on our behalf. But ah, friends, he is the eternal Son of God. Oh, that which may be called the righteousness of God, not now his essential righteousness as he is God, but all the perfections. Oh, the Word made flesh, keeping the law on your behalf. In every point, we were trying to speak on Lord's Day morning at home from those words in Luke chapter 4. And in the 16th verse, where we read this, he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Now, friends, all our failure in keeping the Lord's Day, our failure in rightly using the means of grace, in the preaching of the word. Ah, friends, he kept the law in every jot and tittle. Here he is in his custom, keeping his place in the Lord's house. There was never a sleepy hearer. Ah, friends, there was never one who heard the word and was not a doer of the word. All part of that glorious righteousness which he's wrought out for his people, to be imputed unto them. Oh, is that your strength this evening? Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds with these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. Ah, friends, what falling that will be. Oh, a day of falling, the falling into the pit, but there, are kept from falling by the blood and the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. But God is the strength of my heart. Oh, the Blessed Spirit. The Blessed Spirit. Ah, friends, his patience, his long suffering. Who teaches like him? Oh, that he keeps up with you in all your wanderings. He's always with you, the temple of the Holy Ghost. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I am with thee, Israel, passing through the fire. Our friends, with you to teach you. Oh, it's a spirit that searches the deep things of God. Our friends, it's a spirit that applies the preaching of the word and applies and opens and applies the word as you read it. Oh, that enter, cause it to enter not only into your mind but into your heart and there to strengthen you within the inner man. But God is the strength of my heart. Ah, friends, you've been brought this evening to rest alone upon God. Father, Son and Holy Spirit, the whole of deity combined in your salvation. Ah, friends, is the eternal God your refuge and underneath the everlasting arms. You know, this is where the Lord's people will be brought. We have a beautiful description of that work of grace given by the Apostle Peter in the end of his first epistle and in the 5th chapter, where we read there, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen and settle you." Ah, friends, that's a picture of what perfection is. That's a picture of the work of grace. That we should be established, strengthened and settled. Established, strengthened and settled. Firstly, to be established, or to be put in Christ. We are once afar off, brought near to Jesus. Brought to take his blood as our only plea. Brought to take his righteousness as our only covering. Friends, to be found in Christ, to be put in Christ. Established. But then, friends, strengthened. Oh, the picture is of one brought to stand upon the rock. Now they're strengthened. They've got that rock underneath them. They're taken out of that miry, slippery clay, as the psalmist puts it. Feet put upon a rock. He put a new song in my mouth, even a praise unto him. Our friend strengthened. Oh, on Christ a solid rock I stand, there's that under our foot, which cannot give way, and we draw strength from it, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sufficient, his strength made perfect in our weakness. But there's another step yet. Settle you. Settle you. Ah, friends, what is the picture there of one well grounded upon that rock? Oh, that is the work of experience. The Lord teaches his people tribulation, the Apostle Peter says. Oh, he's writing to the saints in tribulation. What was the effect of tribulation? It was to drive them to Christ and to strengthen them in Christ. And oh, the continued tribulation was to settle them in Christ, to make them cleave to him, to make them fasten there, to make them abide there. Oh, that's a picture of settling. Ah, you know, friends, in a wooden building, it can be put up upon the ground that it stands upon. And it all looks very square. But you know, the building is strongest when, with time, it's settled upon its foundation. Ah, friends, it's sunk to the point at which it can sink no further. Then it's strongest. And that's a picture here. Ah, friends, that's what the Apostle Peter says is perfection. Ah, what is perfection? Not sinless. Oh, not the sinless perfection of Wesley or anybody else. Ah, friends, not the idea that you can cease from sin and be totally holy here. What is perfection? To be found as a poor sinner cleaving alone to Jesus Christ. To be found with that confession, Jesus only. None but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. Ah, friends, have you been brought there? Oh, it's easy at the beginning of the way to say that Jesus is all, but oh, the lived experience of it. To have to prove, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Greater abominations yet, greater evils, much more weakness. Ah, friends, what does the Lord do? He brings us through these tribulations, through the world, through the devil's whispers. Ah, friends, through all the things that would turn our feet aside and makes us feel our weakness, makes us cry, my flesh and my heart faileth. Oh, that drives us to Jesus and fixes us there. That we might not only go to Jesus when we have a moment of need, but we have to live upon Jesus. We have to rest upon him. We have to build our tent outside the bank of grace. Friends, we cannot go far from that fountain. That's what it is to be settled in Christ. Friends, to be brought there, to have to go as that glorious picture in the Song of Solomon. Who is this that cometh up out of the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? You know, friends, that settling work is not something you read about in the books. It's not something you can learn about. It's the experience of the work of grace in the soul as the Lord teaches you your weakness. As he makes you feared and makes you honest with yourself, my flesh and my heart faileth. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. The only way to go. You know, when the Lord is teaching you this work, when he's establishing you upon him, when he's settling you upon him, it can be a very confusing time for the soul. You wonder, do the Lord's people really feel like this? Are they really led like this? The hymn writer brings it out, doesn't he, when he says, is this the way thy people go, such various soul-perplexing fears? Friends, those ups and those downs, not the way you expected, not the way you had thought it would be. As you read of Jesus and all the glories that are in the gospel and all the promises, you thought it would be easy. John Newton was brought there, wasn't he, when he prayed for growth in grace. The Lord answered that prayer, but it was in a way that almost drove him to despair. Friends, to bring him to the end of himself. To bring him to an end of himself in everything in providence, to bring him to an end of everything in grace, that he might be brought to rest alone upon God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, to cling tight to Jesus. Is the Lord teaching you? Is he leading you this way tonight? Friends, today, has he made you feel your weakness again? You've sinned, you've fallen. Been like Asaph. Friends, perhaps he's kept you, but your heart has gone. Your flesh would have failed. Friends, it's only him that's kept you, and you haven't to testify this evening, but God is the strength of my heart. Who can hold me up but thou? It's only him that's held you up. It's only him that's kept you. Oh, friends, is it drawing you away from your heart, from trusting your heart? Oh, he that trusts in his own heart. Acts a rash and foolish part. Why? Because the heart is deceitful above all things. And desperately wicked, and who can know it? Has the Lord been teaching you that today? This utter weakness? Oh, friends, he made you honest about it. Oh, has he brought you into his house this evening? Whom have I in heaven but thee? There's none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Oh, nobody but Jesus. Nobody but this glorious God, my God. Oh, my Father. My Saviour. But God is the strength of my heart. And my portion forever. My portion forever. Ah, friends, here is faith. Faith that believes. Oh, that despite all our wanderings, despite all our slips, despite all our sins, he cannot deny himself, he abideth faithful. Ah, he's our strength today. We can't keep ourselves. Oh, we have to confess solemnly, tomorrow we may fall. Tomorrow, we may find again, my flesh and my heart fadeth. Ah, but my hope is in this. He is my portion forever. He will never, never leave thee. Nor will let thee quite leave him. He will bring you safe at last. Ah, he's promised, and he's the same. And he doesn't become weak. And he doesn't forget his covenant. And he always sees that precious blood of Jesus Christ, which the Lord's people are sheltered under, and he will abide faithful, and therefore he will be your strength, strength sufficient. As thy day, so shall thy strength be. Why? Because your God won't grow old. Your God doesn't grow weak. Ah, friends, he abides faithful. Is that your hope against tomorrow? Not in your own standing, not in your own strength. Oh, you don't say, well, I've learnt the lesson today and therefore tomorrow I'll do things a different way. Oh, I'll make sure that I avoid that temptation. I'll keep myself. But no. Ah, friends, is your hope here alone this evening? But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Ah, you're having to go, you see, settled upon him. It's him and him alone. Ah, it's only as he continues with you that you've got hope, but he will continue with you. He will continue with you. And therefore, faith can say, goodness and mercy, all my life shall surely follow me. And in God's house forevermore, my dwelling place shall be. Ah, friends, what a comfort for weak believers. Oh, is it your comfort this evening? Is it your hope? You're weak. But thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Ah, friends, is that where you're resting this evening, in the hand of God? The eternal God, your refuge, and underneath the everlasting arms. And do you believe that through him, you'll cross Jordan? You'll be brought safe at last? Friends, I think some feel that this is Asaph speaking about as he stands before death. Oh, he said earlier on in the Psalms, concerning the wicked, no bands in their death. Oh, to the Lord's people, death. Though a conquered foe, the word of God still describes it as that last great enemy. The last great enemy is death, says Paul in 1 Corinthians 15. Friends, before death this evening, do you say my flesh and my heart faileth? But is this your hope? But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. He will bring me safely through. Friends, do you believe this evening that in that dying moment, though the thought of death, many fears, you wonder how you're doing the swellings of Jordan, the footmen have wearied you. How are you doing the swellings of Jordan? But God is my portion, the strength of my heart and my portion forever. To believe, though the water be cold, though the water be boisterous, in the river Jordan, friends, underneath the everlasting arms. In that dread moment, to hide beneath thy sheltering blood, till Jordan's icy waves divide and land my soul with God. Friends, is that your hope? Your hope in life, your hope in death. Is your testimony this evening, God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Therefore, whom have I in heaven but thee? There's none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Ah, friends, have you been reminded of this in the Lord's house this evening? You came up to the Lord's house, much vanity. Your heart, your mind taken up with the things of this world. But ah, friends, have you been reminded in the Lord's house this evening? There is but one thing needful. Ah, friends, is that one thing needful yours? Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Ah, if you it is, your flesh and your heart may fail. But God is the strength of your heart and will be your portion forever. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Peter Wilkins is expected to preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Seymour next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn number 25. Number 25. Come, Holy Spirit, heavenly dove, with thy all-quickening powers, kindle a flame of sacred love in these cold hearts of ours. Hymn number 25.
Lord, forgive all that's been amiss in the worship of thy house this evening. Oh, may there be something, Lord, that abides. Oh, there might be some here this evening that have to confess their utter weakness. But oh, that we might find, Lord, our strength in thee, that thou wouldst be our portion as we leave this place. Strength, Lord, this evening. Strength for tomorrow. Strength in a dying hour and our eternal home. Part us, Lord, of thy blessing. Grant journey and mercies homeward. Grant rest and sleep this night for body, Lord. And oh, may we find that rest in thee for our souls. Be with us, Lord, while life endure. And oh, may it be well when called to die. Forgive us our every sin, we'd ask it for Jesus Christ's sake. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, both now and for evermore. Amen.